أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا. In the previous ayats we read of the great ni'mats of the people of Jannat. Amongst them was that they will be given this wonderful drink, wonderful glasses, goblets, which will be made of silver, and yet it will be like clear crystal glass that you can see through it. And they will be given a drink of zanjabila, of ginger beer, that will be mixed with ginger. It will be, the flavor will be mixed with that, which will make them have appetite and enjoy the food of Jannat. And all this will be from the well, from the fountain of Salsabil. Further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala also explains other great ni'mats of the people of Jannat. وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ اور پھرتے ہیں ان کے پاس لڑکے صدا رہنے والے. And they will be served by young boys, and those boys will be such that they will remain boys forever. They won't grow up. Or it means that they will remain young and handsome and beautiful forever and ever. Or it means that it will, this ni'mat will stay for them forever. It will never be taken away. Whatever they will need, wherever, they won't be like in need. They will be there serving them all the time. Whichever side they turn, wherever they go, and they need any service, this beautiful little boys, young lads will be there to serve them, who will be most magnificent, most beautiful. And they will be such that إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. جب تو ان کو دیکھے خیال کرے کہ موٹی ہے بکھرے ہوئے ہیں. And when you will see those young boys who are there to serve the people of Jannat, they will appear like scattered pearls, so beautiful, magnificent, and so beautiful they will be. They will be just like scattered pearls, and they will be there to do for you at any moment, at any time, whatever you want. They will be there just to serve you all the time. And another great ni'mat of Jannat, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ اور جب تو دیکھ وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ اور جب تو دیکھے وہاں. And when you see there in Jannat, when you will cast your eyes around and you see رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا to دیکھے نعمت, you will only see نعمت all everywhere. You won't see anything of any hardship, and these نعمت will be such that they will be beyond imagination. As it comes in a hadith that la aynun ra'at, which no eye has ever seen, wala udhunun sami'at, and no ear has ever heard of it, wala khatra ala qalbi bashar, and no person could ever even imagine of it. The people of Jannat, when Allah will ask them that are you happy, they'll say, how can't we be happy? You have given us what things which we could not imagine also. You have given us so much. Allah will say there is one greater ni'mat, and then Allah Ta'ala will show himself to them. And in view of that ni'mat of seeing Allah Ta'ala, they will forget all the ni'mats of Jannat also. That will be the greatest ni'mat, the beauty, and the Allah who is the creator of Jannat. How beautiful is Jannat? So how beautiful must not Allah be? So they will have all these ni'mats in Jannat, which a person cannot imagine in any way. وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا or سَلْتَنَةً بَرِي. And they will be given a huge, huge kingdom. Such a kingdom that you cannot imagine. The person who will enter the last in Jannat, the very last person who will get the smallest portion of Jannat, which he said it will be 10 times the size of this world. So big will be that Jannat. And then what about the people who have got Jannatul Firdaus, who have got the upper stages of Jannat? What won't be there for them? And this Jannat will remain forever. There are no hospitals in Jannat. You don't need any doctors, any hospitals in Jannat. There are no toilets in Jannat. There are no drains that get blocked or anything. It will, and no maintenance of anything you have to do at any time. Everything is there just to enjoy, and no fear of any illness coming also, not even a sneeze, not even a headache, nothing whatsoever. All the time just enjoyment. So Allah has given us the short while in this dunya to restrain ourselves and to make effort. And if we have to read the kitabs of the lives of our pious predecessors, we will see how they have strived in that way. And they paid no care for this dunya, and they made effort for that everlasting world which is going to be there and forever and ever. May Allah in His great kindness bless us all with that, even if we are not fit for it in the least, but in His mercy, may He bless us with this wonderful place of Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana.